Well, happy Easter. Here we are, this holy season. Two important details that emerge, I think, from this gospel. The first is, it is what allowed Mary to recognize that it was Jesus and not the gardener, is that he spoke her name. He knows her name. And for us, he speaks our name, calls us by name, not in some generic universal sense, individually, personally, your name, he knows. And on this Easter morning, he calls you by name and me. And there needs to be something deeply personal and moving in that little moment. John. That's Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the creator of the universe. Says, John, good morning. So glad you exist. That should knock our socks off. That's an Easter resurrection moment. And that's every morning, if our eyes are open, our ears as well. That's Jesus. Jerry, I know you, created you, and I love you. That's supposed to be our existence. And Mary acknowledges him when he calls her by name. And then you have this tragic next move. And he says, stop holding on to me. I've never been comfortable with this. To whom am I supposed to cling, Jesus? My Facebook account? My bank account? What am I supposed to cling to? He says, stop clinging to me. But there's more to that. He says this, two important things. Because I have not yet ascended to my Father. So this experience of my presence, there is more. There is more. And then the second thing he says, now go. So he says, I must ascend so that I can then be present to you everywhere, not just here in the most holy Eucharist, which is our experience of him par excellence, right? So that when you walk away from here and you know that I'm here and you've experienced me and received me in most holy communion, that when you're on your way to work, you can say, Jesus, and he says, yes, Jerry, and John, and then he can be there. He says, I will be there too. So don't cling to me in this, simply in those powerful experiences. I will be with you wherever, because once I ascend to my Father, I have to ascend so that I can be present to you everywhere at all times if you simply call upon me. That's the power of what we're talking about. So we don't simply, we love the Eucharist. We love Jesus in the most holy Eucharist, but we don't simply cling to that as if this is the only way we get to experience him. He says, you're going to need me out there. And you better not be walking away with hosts in your pockets. But you better be walking out of here and saying, Jesus, as you're driving to work. Jesus, as you're in work or in the grocery store. And he says, here I am, John. Here I am, Jerry. Here I am, Jen. So we don't simply cling to those experiences because he wants to be present to us everywhere. Maybe that's what he meant. Don't cling to this powerful experience, Mary, that you're having with me on Resurrection Sunday morning in my body. I must ascend to my Father. Why? Not to be distant from you, to be closer to you than you could ever imagine. Everywhere, always, as long as you call upon me. That's what we're preparing for in the ascension, which is coming. And he says, and also don't cling to me. Go. So Mary, don't just stay here where it's comfortable, where you feel secure with me and your safe little space. I know you need this, Mary. But I need you to go and announce to those knucklehead apostles who don't believe, except for John, that I'm risen. Okay. All right. I'm a little more comfortable with this. Don't cling to me. Here and now, experience, receive me powerfully. Call upon me and go. Get out of here. And I will be there, and they will need me. Okay. Not so bad anymore for me anyway. That's our challenge, folks. It's not a small one. It's a real one. That's the resurrected Lord promising us that we will experience him there and inviting us to make him present there after we receive him here, resurrected in power and glory, the real deal, Jesus.